Hi, I'm Jane Lindholm. I'm the host of Vermont Edition, and I just wanted to let you know that this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For the last two nights, particularly politically minded Americans may have tuned into the Democratic presidential primary debates on CNN. So, did you learn anything from that 6 hours of TV viewing? Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on stage the first night, and much of the focus was in his direction. Here for a few minutes to share her perspective on what the debates revealed or didn't reveal for Democrats hoping to winnow down their choices is Dartmouth College political scientist Linda Fowler. Professor Fowler, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jane.
So the first night really seemed like it was kind of all about Bernie. It was about his policies and then putting him in contrast and in opposition to other candidates to sort of debate whether Bernie's policies and to some similar extent, Elizabeth Warren's policies were in line or out of sync with the other candidates. Is that generally a good thing for Bernie Sanders that everybody seemed to be focused on him that first night?
It's never good for a front runner, and Bernie is one of the front runners in this race, to be giving 2.5 hours of free airtime to the people who want to take him down. And I also think that the particular format really worked against all of the front runners. The reporters have framed their questions in ways that promote conflict. They haven't had enough time to really explain their ideas. They've been put on record with raising their hands or saying yes and no like they were school children. I just think it has not been a particularly good format for anybody. In this case, Bernie, particularly as a candidate, his impassioned address, his ability to speak to a large crowd and convey how deeply he cares about issues comes across on television quite frequently as just he's an angry old white man. And I don't think it served him well. I think he was fortunate that he and Elizabeth Warren were sort of not pitted against each other. And when they were offered that opportunity, they declined. But he didn't have a bad night. I certainly don't want to convey that. But I just think the format, when you're the front runner, is, you know, it's very risky. And I don't think it helped him any. And maybe it hurt him.
So this idea of who had the most speaking minutes and, you know, whose name is forefront in people's minds is not necessarily something that for a front runner like Bernie Sanders is a benefit.
Oh, that's correct. People already knew who he is. There's no difference in the standing of the top five candidates now, at the end of the other debates and going into this debate than before they started. He hasn't moved very much in the polls. He had a brief kind of decline as Kamala Harris seemed to gain some foothold at his expense. But at this point, they're kind of back where they started in June before they were debating.
So, Professor Fowler, on night one, we had 10 candidates, including Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Night two, last night, there was a second group of 10 candidates who included Joe Biden, who's also seen as a front runner. It was hard to take the two debates and kind of superimpose them upon each other and come up with any way to figure out which of the candidates a person might like or dislike if they weren't in the same debate. I mean, but we can't have 20 people on a stage. So, you know, was that the right approach?
Well, because the Democratic Party was so deeply criticized and with good reason for putting its thumb on the scale in favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders in the 2016 primary races, the party's bent over backwards to look fair and give everybody a shot. But inadvertently, what they've done is elevate the public opinion polls as a way of deciding who's serious or not. And at this stage of the game, I don't think there's a political scientist in this country who thinks that the early polls mean anything. So in a perverse way, we've ended up elevating television and polls when what we really want to do is get a sense of the candidates and who they are. Jane, you're absolutely right. that you couldn't make any sense out of whether you liked Bernie or Biden or Warren better after spending 6 hours.
You know, I was really struck by the approach to the questions that CNN and the moderators used. And you brought this up a little bit already, Professor Fowler, but the questions were very much designed to, if I'm thinking generously, they were designed to try to create some space between the candidates. So they would say, for example, you know, Senator Warren believes X and says the rest of you are just too weak. What do you think about that? I mean, I guess it's designed to figure out where the difference lies. But it also really seemed to pit candidates against one another and try to make them defend against what seemed like a personal slight when I'm not sure that the original comments were made that way. What did you make of the format?
Well, journalists try to personalize conflict. They also try to they tend to consider that conflict is news. So in this sort of a format, they're doubly tempted to create personal conflict among candidates. And a lot of the questions, you know, smack of that, well, when was the last time you beat your wife kind of questions. And so the candidates are really in a difficult situation. They know they're only going to have 8 or 10 minutes out of this long period when they can present themselves. And yet they're confronted with these questions that are very, very difficult to answer. You've already seen many of the candidates having to walk back stuff they said in the June, in the earlier debates. And that will probably happen again. For me, what this period in a campaign should be is candidates trying out different themes and different messages and trying to figure out what connects with voters. We force them onto prime time before most of them are ready to do that.
So what would be a better approach then to get in front of the most Americans so that people have the ability to make that Democratic choice? And large D.
Okay. Well, most Americans are not paying attention to the campaigns right now. We've seen a lot of enthusiasm among grassroots and the party base at individual events where they can get a sense of the candidate. In many ways, we're asking people, the ordinary citizen, to make up their minds before these candidates have really been vetted by serious people who follow politics. I think it's a mistake, and I was very sorry when I heard that these debates were being announced, even sorrier when I heard how they were going to be structured, and quite depressed after I saw them.
Well, that's an unfortunate way to end, but I think that's you're putting a fine point on it. Linda Fowler is a professor of government at Dartmouth College. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Linda.
Well, I wish I could say it was my pleasure, but I always enjoy talking to you, Jane, and sorry to be so grumpy about this.
That's what we have you for. I really appreciate your perspective. That is Linda Fowler, professor of government at Dartmouth College.